from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Disputes over reclamation activities in the South China Sea. Chinese Admiral Sun Wangguo told a security summit in Singapore today, China's land reclamation activities in the South China Sea are legitimate and reasonable. His comments came a day after U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter delivered a blunt rebuke to China for being out of step with international norms regarding its activities in the South China Sea. Today, in Singapore, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini urged Asian nations involved in maritime disputes to resolve them peacefully.
When some decide to play by their own rules, cooperation gives way to confrontation. And in today's world, that is bad news for everyone. The same applies to maritime disputes, too. We need to maintain a maritime order based on international law, including the UN Convention on the Sea, on the Law of the Sea. We are not getting into the legitimacy of specific claims, but we are resolute as Europeans on how this should be resolved. That is, peacefully, without the use or threat of force.
Mogherini's words were echoed by Australia's defense minister, who called on all involved to manage their disputes so freedom of navigation and trade are ensured. A leading U.S. newspaper says the rebel group that seized power in Yemen has at least four U.S. prisoners, and efforts to secure the release have faltered. The Washington Post reports the Americans are believed to be held at a prison in Sana'a, the Yemeni capital, the site of frequent bombing by a Saudi-led air campaign designed to dislodge the Houthi rebels. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. is headed to a showdown today over its clandestine national security surveillance programs, with a key Senate critic saying he will force the expiration of the law that authorizes monitoring of calls made by suspected terrorists. Senator Rand Paul, a 2016 Republican presidential hopeful, said Saturday that when the Senate convenes in an unusual Sunday session, he would use legislative rules allowing him to block efforts to expedite debate on extending the current law that expires at midnight Sunday, or approve reforms that have already cleared the House of Representatives. U.S. President Barack Obama is strongly urging the Senate to approve the House-passed USA Freedom Act. The U.S. decision to remove Cuba from its list of state sponsors of terrorism is being celebrated in Cuba. VOA's Latika Hoke reports.
The United States announced the decision Friday, saying it is effective immediately. For many Cubans, the decision means righting a long-time injustice.
Luckily, they realized, they opened their eyes, that we are not bad.
Cuba was placed on the list in 1982 for aiding rebel movements in Africa and Latin America. But Havana long ago said it had ceased supporting foreign insurgencies. Cuban President Raul Castro made the removal a key condition for restoring diplomatic relations with Washington. Some U.S. lawmakers oppose rapprochement with the communist country. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Iran reiterated that international inspectors will not be given access to the country's military sites, as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Iranian counterpart, Mohammad Javad Zarif, met in Geneva Saturday to try to secure a nuclear deal. The deputy head of Iran's negotiating team, Abbas Argachi, said granting permission for U.N. inspectors to question Iranian scientists and inspect military sites is not part of the negotiations. Inspection of Iran's military sites is a key Western demand. Kerry and Zarif held 6 hours of talks at a hotel in Geneva with their delegations present, 1 month before a June 30th deadline for a final agreement on a historic nuclear deal. The son of U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has died. Beau Biden, the 46-year-old former state attorney general of the northeastern state of Delaware, died Saturday after battling brain cancer for several years. The vice president's oldest son also served in the military for 1 year in Iraq. Vice President Biden said in a statement that it is with broken hearts that he and his family announced the passing of our husband, brother, and son, Beau, after he battled brain cancer with the same integrity, courage, and strength he demonstrated every day of his life. Biden had been receiving treatment for the disease this month at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.